Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you, the real you, bro. This ain't you, man. But that real me back here every time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice.
And people not understanding that your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was, like, in a fucked up situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous that other people were scared of. And that gave me immense confidence and also a real understanding of the direct correlation between hard work and success.
You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't help you. Only you can help you. Grab your balls, get a notebook, and write down what the you're going to do this year.
And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
That's what it takes to do anything successfully in life. You've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay? And I say that not from something I read, that's from something I lived.
I compete because I want to win. I love winning. I love being the best in the world. I've sat many times trying to find the balance of what I want within all this. If I was losing, I wouldn't be competing. I'm here to win. And it is what it is. I love what I do, but at this point, it's taken away a lot that I just really love winning more than I dislike the work.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I got to do? I got to study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on and do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick.
You're not even motivated yourself. Like I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself. You need to show people that you could do it. The best motivational speakers to me are guys like David Goggins, because that guy that's in that coin right there. That guy does it every day.
What humility means is, I know I'm not special. I know it's not me. I know I am the result of the actions I take, and I know that if that man standing over there took the same actions that I take, he would have a similar result. So we detach ourselves. It's not me, it's my training. It's not me, it's the work I'm putting in, okay? And if we can detach ourselves from thinking it's us, we can continue to progress and get better and better and better. And this is why people like Jordan and like Kobe continue to get better throughout their career, because they understood what I'm talking about. Now, if you went and talked to Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, you'd probably think, this guy's cocky as fuck. Well, yeah, but that doesn't change how they prepare and how they work. So you can afford to present yourself as great as long as you know in your heart and in your mind that you really ain't that great, and that has to do with the work ethic that you have.
So people always ask me, they say, why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise, for the next half hour of posing and all the kind of things that you have to do to be a champion.
That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
It's better to change your environment than to even do anything else, because what happens is you eliminate all the triggers and cues that are associated with the habit that you're trying to destroy.
There's some internal drive that you either have or you don't have. And if you have it, you won't quit. And if you don't have it, you're going to quit. And it breaks people.
I'm standing here right now in front of you. Judge me. I'm proud of every inch. I'm proud of every second. Do I have flaws? Yes. Do I work on them once they're identified? Yes. Am I constantly trying to improve the name stake, the IPO value of my name? Yes, I am. The small things mean as much to me as the large things, because those small things add up to be more and more and more. They create the big thing. You know, the big thing isn't just won. It's trained for, it's fought for. In the training, in the gym, in those moments of character testing, of morality, integrity, that everyone seems to fail these days. Who stands up, picks up the trash when no one's looking? Who does that? The same person that's on top of the podium later in life. They go hand in hand. It's the heartbeat, guys, at the end that really wins it. At the toppest level of competition, everyone's got the talent. Everyone's got the perseverance. Everyone has it all. And everyone wants it. But somebody wants it more. Someone's heartbeat is constantly beating for it. Not just when people are watching, not just in training, but when they're sleeping, they're dreaming of it. It's a constant cycle. How do you know when you're on the right path? When the small nuances in life that people don't really value, they consider a nuisance, you consider them as valuable as the big events when everyone is watching.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. Oh yeah. I ain't gonna keep going. Yeah, I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
There's no passion. There's no motivation. There's no, oh my God, man. It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline. No motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is going to suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, oh, let me wake up and look at some shit. No. All those words are overused. They're bullshit. It's all bullshit. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to be remembered? That's it. That's it. Period.
And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could.
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough.
I give you the map. You are willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's the main point, because...
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it? That it's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it. Literally, being able to look somebody in the eye and say, you know what, man? I have a whole bunch of character problems, character flaws. I've lied about this. I've cheated here. I'm insecure here. This isn't the real me. I lied to you about that. I wanted your acceptance in life. All those things happen. But the thing about it is that we get judged so quickly by who we are. We don't know. We don't go to where it happened. You know, life created this person, me. Life created me to be this fucked up person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this shit, though. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this shit started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really. As much as I would love to be up here and tell you guys all of what I'm thinking, I just know that the process itself is something I need to focus on rather than trying to appease anybody in here. You know, the game itself is the most important thing. It's the object to win. So just got to stay focused on that. And I tweet that because I know other people are watching and other people are looking at, you know, kind of my social platforms for the same thing that I was looking for when I was a kid, some type of inspiration. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So chop wood, carry water. I got to stay poised. It's definitely something that I'm always living by every single day. So not just in the basketball court either. It's in my life.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing. He's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is, people struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The secret or the mentality should be, forget the machines when you first start. Do the squat. It's the hardest thing in the world to do the squat. It's balance and control and scary. But that's why it's so effective, okay? The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else, okay?
Fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard, because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you. Like, man, today you should take the day off, Theo. You don't feel good. Theo, what did you get, like 6 hours sleep last night? That's not enough.
In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and then next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? You gotta change something. Well, you know, a lot of actors, you know, I don't want to go see that. You know, they feel funny. They don't want to see a director or see people. I go, no, you got to try. You got to get out there. You got to fake it till you make it. Do something. You know, they get embarrassed because they're not working. I said, well, then if you don't want to meet people, you'll always be not working. You got to get out there. I had a wonderful friend who was a wonderful actor. Oh, my God. But every time he was around certain people, he would clam up and be quiet because he was embarrassed that he wasn't working. And he was a great actor. I said, come on, man. It's all inside of you. Let it out. Meet people. Shake their hand. Yes, I'm an actor. Boom. Come on. Don't be afraid. Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission. Not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. All right? So really the truth is, most people need to shut the up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's not going to be your journaling. It's not going to be your grounding. It's not going to be your granola lunch. It's not going to be you living in the van. It's not going to be your therapy. It's going to be the work that you've do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for. And all of this other shit is just band-aid shit to try and fix something that you know is a real problem in yourself.
It's just a matter of what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And what's important to you, for whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. Right? So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? And I'm here to say that I'm ready to pledge my support to make your personal dreams come true. I ask the question, why not you? But I'm not gonna ask it and just walk away. I'm gonna ask it and walk with you in this journey as we take Herbalife around the world.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came with the thing called taking souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me.
If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life.
This time, I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
If you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.